good to see you all here this morning, particularly as we are entering August. Today is the first Sunday of August. People are off on holiday. August always feels like a different month to me. As soon as you get to August, it feels like something's different. Am I the only one who ever feels that? I am. Oh golly, this is all going to go terribly from now on. Okay, let's try. Am I the only one who feels that? That's right, thank you. Yes, because it seems that names, what we call things, actually matters. There's something important about what we call things. I had a friend at university, I'm not going to tell you his actual name, in case there's any of his relatives here today. And he had a very normal name. And he didn't like the fact that he had a very normal name. He wanted to be something different. He thought that just being called plain old... See, you thought I was going to tell you his name then, didn't you? Just being called plain old was a bit boring. So he created for himself a new name. And that name he called himself was Byron Silva. He thought to himself he wanted the most exciting name that he could think of. And for him, that was represented by being called Byron Silva. And so there were certain days in the week, and this is someone I shared a house with, there were certain days when he was plain old. And there were certain days in the week when he was Byron Silva. And he was different on those days. What you call things matters. Names matter. You all know me as Jimmy, if you know me. I'm Jimmy, by the way, if you don't know me. My name is Jimmy. Hello. You all know me as Jimmy, as I was saying. I was christened James. A lot of people who knew me when I was little still call me James or Jamie. Don't like that. Don't ever call me Jamie, please. I shouldn't have told you that. That was possibly a bad mistake. But a lot of people now call me Jimmy because when I went to university, there were loads and loads and loads of Jameses. And so I became known as Jimmy to differentiate me from all the other Jameses. And it works really well. And I kind of like being a Jimmy rather than a James, so I stuck with it. It kind of feels more like me. Because names matter. It seems. You might have a nickname. Your friends, your family might call you by a particular nickname. I'm not going to ask you what those nicknames are now. Perhaps you might share them with the people sitting around you over coffee later. Share those embarrassing nicknames or those nicknames of which you're really, really proud. Whatever they call you, your name matters. It seems that names matter. Jesus gave a series of teachings where he gave himself some different names. In the Gospel of John, the one that we've read this morning, there are seven I am sayings from Jesus. And these are really important because not only is he describing who he is, but he's telling us things about him. He tells us things about who he is based on his name. So our reading this morning, Jesus says, I am the bread of life. He does not mean he's like a loaf of bread, but with arms and legs waddling around in a funny kind of way that you can pick bits off. No, no, no. He means he's like bread, because bread, well, what does bread do? Feeds you. It fills you. It strengthens you. It nourishes you. It gives you things for the day ahead. So when Jesus says, I am the bread of life, he's telling us something about himself. Now, our service here this morning is a service that we call our Holy Communion service. Hands up if you ever heard the word communion before. Excellent, that's good. Sometimes, though, it's called different things. Different churches do a similar kind of thing, but they call it slightly different things. Sometimes they call it the Lord's Supper. Have you ever heard of it called the Lord's Supper, where you share the bread and wine? Yes. You might have heard of it called a service of the breaking of the bread. Heard of that one? Yep. You might have heard it called the Mass. Have you heard that one? Now, all of these names have meaning because what we call things matters. So I'm just going to quickly go through them for you. Communion. I'm going to teach you some Greek and Latin this morning because, you know, I can tell that you're a clever bunch looking out at you. Communion comes from the Greek word koinonia, which is translated into Latin as communio. As there's probably anyone here who knows actual Latin and Greek who's just twitching slightly and shaking their heads. I apologise if that's the case. But these words mean sharing in communion, sharing together. So what we're doing later, when we have this meal, this celebration, this service, we're sharing something all together. All of us, young and old, tall and short, all of us sharing. When we call it the Lord's Supper, that's remembering that actually it was a supper that our Lord Jesus shared with his disciples. And that remembrance becomes really important. So when we call it Lord's Supper, we remember that because that's what we're doing. When we call it the breaking of the bread, we remember the fact that we are, guess what? We're breaking bread. We're sharing. We're sharing a meal together. That's what breaking, well, you know, sometimes we'll sit down and we'll break bread together. It means you're sharing a meal. So what we're doing later is sharing a meal. You might have heard of it called the Mass. Now this is from, and I'm going to go back into my Latin here, this is from the Latin. When the services all used to be in Latin, the end of the communion service would be Ite Missa Est, which means go, it's the dismissal. And so it became known as the Mass, so the dismissal was the end bit, because this bit mattered. Not because the service was over and you could all go home going, whew, glad that's done. But because at the end of the service, you go out into the world and you take what you've done and you share that. So the word Mass has something important to say about what we do. But I've got one other title that we sometimes call this service that I'd like to talk to you about. And that is a word called Eucharist. You ever heard it called the Eucharist? Perhaps if you're at the school, you know it as the school Eucharist. Now, when we call it the Eucharist, there's something really, really important that I love about this. Because Eucharist also comes from a word in Greek. And that word in Greek is Eucharistia, which means thanksgiving. Which is good, because we are giving thanks. Because when Jesus took the bread, and when Jesus took the cup, and you might remember those bits a little bit later, we have the when we come to that part of the service, we say, Jesus took the cup and he gave thanks. Thanksgiving is the word we use. But there's something important about the word thanksgiving in Greek, Eucharistia. It comes from another word, Eucharisomai, which means good gift. It means to give thanks for something good, because the great thing about Greek is that you can tell what the word means by the different bits that make it up. And the word you means good, and katsomai means to give or to gift. So the word that we use, thanksgiving, Eucharist, has a really, really strong and important root in this phrase, good gift. When we have the Eucharist, we get a good gift. And that good gift is quite simply Jesus. Because Jesus is the bread of life. What we get given in the Eucharist, what we share, what we do together, and what we take out from here at the end, is we are given Jesus as a good gift. So later in this service, as we celebrate this, as we break bread together, as we share communion, as we give thanks, I'd like you to remember today that Jesus is not only the bread of life, but he is the good gift that God gives us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray you'll help us to remember that you give us a good gift. We pray that you'll help us to remember that what we call things matters, and that Jesus is the bread of life, and those who feed on him shall not hunger, and whoever believes in him will not thirst. Amen.